This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, we're continuing in Sif Gimel here in Siman Mem Beis. We're talking about a handkerchief that was designated to wrap tefillin forever, and you wrapped it one time. So now, let's focus in on this word la'olam. Is that dafka? Meaning we're learning that hazmana, together with using one time, renders something tashvish kedusha. But does it really have to be designated forever, la'olam? So it says, Mishra, yesh oimrim dafka b'feirosh. Some say yes, it has to dafka be designated forever, ava b'stama. But if you don't specify, we don't say he's designating forever. Stam, a handkerchief, is not forever. In other words, if it's a tefillin bag, then you don't have to explicitly say forever. I mean, a tefillin bag is forever. You're not going to use it for something else afterwards. But if it's a handkerchief, you would have to specify. The Gra implies that unqualified designation is forever. V'loy miyed ha-mechaber v'zeh. All the mechaber is coming to exclude. Elahecha dehisna shaloi rak lefisha v'loy la'olam. The mechaber is only coming to exclude if you explicitly have in mind that it should not be forever. But not that you have to explicitly say it is forever. It's just as opposed to where you stipulate it should be temporarily. V'im asa kis lahaniach tefillin. If you made a wallet, you made a pouch to put tefillin, Aisha Amar Luuman, or you say it to a craftsman, Aseli kis shel tefillin, Lekuleyama have a stomach kalaylam. Then everyone would agree that unspecified, unqualified is forever. So you were mazmin it, and you wrapped in it. Says the Mishabrus of Katan Yud Gimel Vitzarbe, Kolze besudar oikis shalai. This din, that hazmana plus using it one time, is if it's your handkerchief or your pouch. But what if I take your towel and I say, hey, I'm mazmin your towel for a tefillin and I wrap with it, aval ein adam oisa davar sheino shaloi. You can't aser something that doesn't belong to you. He brings in the dirshu, what would the halacha be if... Okay, I understand. Only the owner could be mazmin. But what if the owner is mazmin and someone else comes along and uses it? Like this. I'm mazmin something for sukkah, and another guy comes in and eats in the sukkah. So I can't be mazmin your item, but what if I'm mazmin my item and you use my item? So he quotes the Bikurei Yaakov in Siman Tarlach, Sivkatan Zayin, Shenira Sheyachal Hala La'isra Uladina Tzarech Ian. Okay, Elo imkain, unless ganav beged, unless you stole a garment, v'chatachai, and you cut it, v'asim menukis, and you made a pouch, does kanye b'shinoi maisa, then you acquired it with, or changing it with an act, v'asar, and you could asar it. V'katan should sarbe tefillin b'hakis, what if a minor wrapped tefillin in a kish, is mino l'kach that was designated, gam kei nesar. Avol davar, Hanesar b'hazman al-chud, something that could be usher just by designation, kamoshius bayar, as we will explain, loy mitzar b'hazman as katan, will not become usher with the designation of a katan. The katan yesh loy maisa ve'ein loy machshava. An act of a katan is significant, the thought of a katan is not. So something that's designated and used by a katan, it's usher, because the act of a katan is significant. But something that has the possibility of becoming asr b'hazmana will not become asr b'hazmana's katan, because a katan has maisa, does not have machshava, afilu gilu machshavta b'diburam, even if the katan reveals his machshava in his words, it is still halachically insignificant. Okay, we'll hold over here. We'll continue Be'ez Hashem Monday with the rest of Se'if Gimel Mishnah Brura Sif Katan Yadalad. Have a good Shabbos, everyone. Yes, sure. What?
Yeah. You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.